This is The Highway, Sirius XM. I love bringing new country music to people. That's why I smile every day when I walk to work, and that's why I love having, well, these two ladies in front of me. Please make welcome the Courtyard Hounds. And if anyone is scratching their heads going, well, who are the Courtyard Hounds? Well, allow me to elaborate. We have in front of me Emily Robison and Marty McGuire. You may know them as a couple of chicks of some sort, perhaps Dixie Chicks. Welcome to Sirius XM.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, we're so happy to have you here. And we're so happy to have new music coming out of you. You did a showcase in New York not too long ago, and I have to admit, I was there. I was about 3 feet away from your legs, and it sounded great. It really did. I'm so glad that you're making music and doing stuff on stage, and it's so great.
Well, thanks. You know, I think it was, we've been on the hiatus with the chicks for a while, and, you know, Marty and I were getting the itch, for lack of a better word.
That sounds gross.
That sounds kind of gross, but we were getting the want and the need to just play again, you know, and I think it was just a natural extension of the songs we were writing and the music we were wanting to do.
Well, it's what you do. I mean, that's... That was since you were little kids. You were, you know, performing for the family and, right, getting dragged out of bed at whatever hour of the day saying, hey, we got some company over here. Play, get out your fiddle, right?
Yeah. I mean, I tell people, I like the smell of bus fumes. I mean, I love being on the road. I love the music business. I love just the whole camp feel of being on tour. And so I miss that aspect of it.
Well, we've got some music to play from you. You've got an album coming out. And then, of course, people have been hearing about a Dixie Chicks tour, so we've got a lot to talk about. Yeah. We want to hang out maybe for the hour or so. Sounds good. And we'll catch everyone up on the Courtyard Hounds here on the highway. A little highway hang time with the Courtyard Hounds here at Sirius XM. I'm Al Scope with Emily and Marty, and it's real good to have you ladies here. And your entire band, too.
Yes.
This is going to be good stuff. So not only do we get to hear some stuff off of the brand new album that's just come out, we get to hear you actually tune up and play some of it for us.
That's right.
So tell us, I mean, now that the album's actually out, does it feel like, when you have an album, does it really feel like kind of birthing a child, as other artists describe it?
A lot less painful and enjoyable, but yes, it's very similar. You take pride in all the hard work you just did, and you know, you want as many people to think your baby's beautiful as you do. So, you know, it is. It's very similar, and I don't know. I'm just excited to go by Starbucks. The little pleasures of everything, you know, go by Starbucks and see it in there and some other things.
Or even to hear it in our green room by total accident.
Yes. And we're very honored that we stumbled upon our song in the green room.
You all thought I was on a secret communicator saying, all right, now, play it now. But what about you? What about you, Mari?
She's not listening to you.
I made the mistake of bringing my three young kids to New York when we had to get up at 4 a.m. this morning to be on the Good Morning America. So I think I'm working on 1 hour of sleep.
Well, and how about the kids then? They were working on even less then.
Yes, but I'm not there to witness that. The hubby's back there dealing with that.
God bless him.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll come back in just a few here, and we'll get more into the Courtyard Hounds, the lore, where the name has come from and everything. And, of course, we'll hear them play here at some Highway Hang Time live in our studios in New York on Sirius XM, The Highway. It's The Highway, Sirius XM. I'm Al Scope. And yeah, the Courtyard Hounds are here. It's Emily and Marty of the Dixie Chicks who have, we got to back up and explain. All right. So it's been, not only has it been so long since we've heard any music from any of you, now it's this side project that you were just, of course, you're the two sisters of the group, two of the founding members of the Chicks. And tell us how, I mean, you said you got the itch, and that's all well and good, but then, when did you say, all right, we're going to do it this way, and we're going to call it this, and why Courtyard Hounds?
Well, you know, it just kind of was spawned from being on break longer than Marty and I wanted to. Natalie wanted to stay on break, and, you know, the chicks were still together, but she didn't want to go back in the studio, and I was writing songs at home. Marty was actually in her own studio working on a fiddle album, so she was kind of getting to play every day, and I was very jealous of that. And so I was at home writing songs just after my divorce. I had a lot of good baggage to write about, and really just I didn't know what I was going to do with the songs. I was just kind of writing to write.
Therapeutic.
Yeah, and I thought I might pitch them to other artists, or I even took some meetings in LA to see if I could do some movie work, you know, with writing songs for movies. And then I started sending these songs to Marty, and she emailed me back one night after the first batch, and she said, if you give these songs away, I'm going to kill you. So, I didn't know. I was like, well, what are we going to do with them? So then we just started talking from there, and we started writing some more together after that. And then we just decided to do something that, under the radar, we didn't know what it would be. We didn't know if it'd turn into a CD or not. We just wanted to play music together. And, you know, and really, I think it was a nice relief for Natalie to not feel pressure to have to go back in the studio and do something. So she's very supportive of it. And
right.
She's happy that we're fulfilling that in this project.
Right. Well, speaking of no pressure, yeah. I mean, here I am with the Courtyard Hounds here on the highway. Obviously, Nashville has its own, you know, music machine, for lack of a better term, that cranks out the stuff that we most of the time end up playing and bringing to people. Mm-hmm. But no one's asking the highway to play the Courtyard Hounds just yet. I mean, maybe that'll come down the road organically. It'll happen. We're just playing it because, I don't know, I kind of think it's pretty good, and I think a lot of people are going to agree. Why don't I play some and see what we all think?
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
About,
you know,
about,
it's usually the label's job to kind of promote you and push you, and we like to think our job is to, you know, make the music and do the artsy-fartsy stuff, and then everything else, there are better qualified people to do that. So, but the fact that you've just kind of taken upon yourself to, you know, pull a track and stuff, that means so much to us, and we remember that. That's stuff that helped us, the Chicks, get to where we got, you know. It was making friends and people being our cheerleaders and our support system. So we every one of those little things that happen, we remember that.
Well, the music business and music in general has, for lack, I mean, you've been gone and in hiatus long enough that things have really changed.
They have changed.
Since now there's, you know, people are getting discovered online and you know, on YouTube and on
MySpace.
You
know, the hardest thing was finding a name that wasn't taken. I mean, we had a lot of names and you go on there, and because of Facebook and all of the internet things, I mean, any garage band, anybody who puts their band up on the internet, it's basically like having a copyright of the name, you know, they have.
It's out there.
So we
have, so how'd you land on Courtyard Hounds? And then we'll play the song Ain't No Sun.
It came from a book called City of Thieves. City of Thieves. There's a book within the book that's called The Courtyard Hound, and there's a great excerpt in that fictional book. It's very confusing, I know. It'll be in our packaging. People can find it in the inspiration in the packaging. But anyway, there's an excerpt about talent and how it's this mistress, and she comes at odd hours, and one day she'll be on the arm of a younger man and will pretend not to recognize you. So it's kind of like, you know, inspiration is fleeting and you just have to kind of take it while it's there.
And plus, it just sounds cool.
Yeah.
So, all right. So. Well, it's Emily and it's Marty, the Courtyard Hounds. We got a lot more to cover. Let's right now blow this one at you. It's called Ain't No Sun. You've been hearing it here on the highway. It's on right now.
Said you ain't no son to me, you ain't no son to me. 8 pound baby boy, I bounce on my knee. No, you ain't no son of mine, you ain't no son of mine. Oh, forget it, girls, there ain't no use in trying. Don't expect to get my love for free. And don't blame me. No.
Sirius XM, it's the Highway. Al Scope at the Courtyard Hounds doing some highway hang time. They're both smiling at me, so I guess I haven't upset them too much just yet. And they're about to make all of us real happy, too, because the band's here. We're in the studio. We're ready to let loose with some live tunes. Because, well, it's funny, because when a brand new band comes in, it's nice to see them come in so we can kind of make sure that they're as good in person as they are on
they
the CD
really
with
play.
All the tricks.
Yeah.
We know how good you guys are, so we're just really anticipating the performance here. So you got a few songs lined up for us. Maybe you, I think The Coast is what you have lined up first. Tune
the
up
Coast,
for
yes, is our first single, and it's just a song about kind of the escape of the Gulf Coast, which unfortunately right now is being spewed with oil. So we're going to sing a happy song about blue skies and green water. And so, that, as tragic as that is, the song is happy at least.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do it. Let's escape for a moment to the coast
yes.
with the Courtyard Hounds live here on the highway.
I'm going to head down to the coast.
Oh, I love it. The Coast, the Courtyard Hounds, live in our studios in New York. You got more where that came from, don't you guys?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, we'll stay close. We're back with the Courtyard Hounds, some highway hang time here at Sirius XM. Emily Robison and Marty McGuire, otherwise now known as the Courtyard Hounds. But then again, with some of the news that we've been reporting here on the highway, definitely a side project, because the Chicks will ride again on the stage this summer.
Yeah, we were so excited. You know, and it kind of, it was good timing because it kind of dispelled all the rumors that we were breaking up. I remember reading, after we'd been so clear that we were still a band and still going strong, you know, I remember reading, well, the sisters said they haven't officially disbanded. And, you know, that's just the media spin they always like to put on it. Well, we haven't unofficially disbanded either. But, you know, everybody wants a controversy, of course. And this playing with the Eagles is happening in June. So it's kind of nice to just get out there and play with the chicks again. And then, you know, we've got sprinklings of Courtyard Hounds gigs in between. We're going to be at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival this year. We're going to be on Lilith Fair all summer. And so we're hoping that the two bands will move seamlessly. You know, we'll stay at nicer hotels, maybe on the night of the chicks gigs. And then, you know, the Courtyard by Marriott. Maybe we'll get a sponsorship.
The Courtyard. Very nice. The wheels are turning in Marty's brain. I love it. But do you think, I mean, all right, obviously the whole premise of you doing a side project was that, you know, she wasn't ready to make music yet. Do you think the itch is contagious?
I don't know. You know, I think going out and playing selective shows and shows that you can just kind of go do for fun is a completely different thing than writing an album, going in the studio, recording an album, doing all the promotion that it involves, and then going and touring it full on. I mean, that's a 2-year process. So I think for her, it's not that she doesn't want to play music and be in the middle of it. I just think she just doesn't want to start that cycle over. And we respect that, you know. I mean, I think first and foremost, we're friends and we respect each other in that way. So we don't want to pressure her. But I think it will be fun. I almost think it's going to be more fun to go back and do that after having this long of a break.
And talk about how music has just changed over the last few years and how every kind of music is for everybody. You are right smack in the middle of the Eagles on one side, this legendary classic rock band, and Keith Urban, who is one of the most cream of the crop mainstream highway country acts. So you've got a really nice thing going on in the middle of that.
Yeah.
I love it. So any I know you said you listen to the Highway.
I do, Emily.
So you want to pick a song and let us play, even an artist, anyone you want to,
you know, I will let you pick the song back. But you know, speaking of Keith Urban, since we're going out with him, why don't we do a Keith Urban song?
Sounds like a perfect idea. Right. We're back in a few with the Courtyard Hounds. SXM, Al Scope with the Courtyard Hounds doing some Highway Hang Time, the special kind that we like when the band actually, you know, comes in and plays for us too, as opposed to just chatting about their new project. The project is out now. We are loving that. And you want to lay another song off of it for us live here?
Sure. This next one is called Then Again. And I wrote this one kind of as an homage to every, I don't know, aspect of myself, both past and present, and the insecurities that go along with the way.
Yeah. There's a line about catching her ass in the mirror in a pair of jeans, and I just kind of giggled to myself because is that not every woman, no matter how thin she
I'll
is.
I'll have to check.
And although everything in here is not factual, it's truth. Marty knows it to be very true about me. So
there will be someone out there nodding and smiling at this song, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, and there's a line in here that we were talking about mistaken lines in the green room while we were here. Talking about, I thought that song said this. And when I first played Marty the song, you'll hear it in a second, she thought I was saying ice cream uncle instead of I scream uncle.
And I started thinking that maybe there was some like family secret that she like had never filled me in on about some uncle that would like bribe her with ice cream to like sit on his knee or something. I don't know what it was.
Ew.
Well, there is a place for family secrets, and if that was the case, that probably should have been one of them.
Yeah, we're not going to be sharing them here on XM.
All right, then, the Courtyard Hounds, the band is tuned up. Let's do it. It's Then Again here on the Highway.
Scatter. Be the first to admit he thought it was funny as hell. Now he's taken to flipping off hippies at the river. Yeah, I never really liked him, but I would never tell. But then again, I never did understand me. But then again, I never did understand me. I had bitten my tongue till I can taste.
lost my bleeding heart. But then again, I never did understand me. But then again, I never did understand me. Just to keep the peace and quiet, I forbid my peace of mind. Then again, I never did understand me. La-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. Come for me and I'll be your canary. And stay till the end, till it's bad for my health. Yeah, I can forgive every Tom, Dick, or Harry. But when it comes down to me, I can't forgive myself. But then again, I never did understand me. But then again, I never did understand me. Just to keep the peace and quiet, I forbid my peace of mind. And then again, I never did understand me.
Courtyard Hounds on the Highway at Sirius XM. Thank you so much for coming in and doing this, because this is great. Can you stick around long enough for one more song before we wrap things up?
Just for you.
All right, Courtyard Hounds back with our Highway Hang Time. It's the Highway at Sirius XM. It's Al Scope doing a little Highway Hang Time with the Courtyard Hounds in our New York studios, and the band's all here too. So these are the moments we cherish when we get to hear, you know, the real life, live, you know, obviously not laying down individual tracks and then putting it all together. This is just the way it's supposed to be, you know. So we really appreciate you coming. And I love how you were just fighting for a second ago about who's going to talk about the next song you're going to play. Well, you wrote it, yeah, but you haven't talked yet about a song. So go ahead, hash it out, and then let us know about the next song we're going to hear.
Well, it doesn't matter who talks about the next song, because it really is a universal theme. I haven't met any person that doesn't relate to this in this day and age, and especially people in this industry, the fear of wasted time. It was written, Emily wrote it, about our sister who's got this really important, amazing job, and she's always jet setting, and she's got two kids, and she's trying to balance that and being gone. And, you know, we've got six kids between us, and, you know, we're always feeling like time's moving way too fast. So Emily kind of wrote the song about that.
And she's smiling, so I guess that means she's in total agreement.
Let's hurry. We're wasting time.
All right, let's do it then. Fear of Wasted Time. The Courtyard Hounds live in our studios here at Sirius XM The Highway.
You know me well. I can't sit still. I was raised in Cain. Now I'm raising babies. Time might pass me by if I close my eyes. So I'm on the next plane leaving town. I'll be gone tonight. And you ask why I do.
do it that way. It's just the fear of wasted time, the fear of wasted time. That's why. To their beds at night, I'll just stay and watch them breathing. Next thing you know, the alarm clock's ringing. I watch every frame of this life I've made. Take a picture, but
wasted time, the Courtyard Hounds here at the Highway at Sirius XM. Thanks so much for spending some time sharing all this new music. The album's out now, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Courtyard, it's two words.
Two words, right? Courtyard Hounds.
I was at first I was thinking courtyard like the hotel.
That, you know, believe it or not, we had some discussions about that. And for many reasons, that's why we separated the court and the yard.
So there you go then. And so what else you got going on? You got a busy summer ahead.
Oh, yeah. We're going out with the Chicks, the Dixie Chicks, opening for the Eagles in stadiums in June. And then interspersed with the Chicks shows, we're doing some Courtyard Hounds dates. We're going on Lilith Tour, which was such a thrill last time we did it. So we're hoping it's as fun and collaborative and that than it was last time we were on it. So
who are you looking most forward to at Lilith Fair? Who are you most looking forward to trying to sneak out into the crowd with, you know, ball caps and sunglasses on to watch, to actually see?
I haven't seen a lineup. We know Mary J. Blige is going to be on there, and of course Sarah McLachlan, and love those two artists. You know, and we're bringing our kids, so you know, we grew up going to live music shows, and that's what inspired us to play our instruments and sing. So we're hoping that our kids will get a little inspired by everybody.
I kind of want to see it all. Yeah, I'm always curious about other artists because very rarely do you get to watch other people's shows when you're out on your own tour, and so it's, to me, it's going to be so much fun, especially the young artists.
Yeah, just another reason to love those festivals.
Yeah.
What's the website? People can go check out all the dates, the goings on.
Courtyardhounds.com.
There you go. And I'm sure you're tweeting and Facebooking all along the way. So thank
you. We're catching up with the technology. We're trying.
Thanks so much again. The Courtyard Hounds, a little highway hang time lifestyle here at Sirius XM The Highway.